Welcome to the Shepherd's Voice, expository teaching for spiritual life coaches. The podcast draws on God's word for spiritual direction and healing. Here is your host, Fred Kyson, with today's message.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining me. This is Fred Kyson, your host on the Shepherd's Voice. And this is episode number one, launching into expository teaching for spiritual life coaches. Well, thanks for joining me. And I am so happy that you are here and taking a few minutes of your day to explore how this podcast and future podcasts might actually help you in your spiritual life coaching and spiritual direction ministry. And that's really the whole point of this entire podcast. The whole point of the entire podcast is my passion to help and assist those of you that are coaching people one-on-one, whether it's through your own agency, your own coaching platforms that you happen to have, whether you meet with people one-on-one, and the lay ministry coaches and care mentors that work in churches that visit with people to help guide them spiritually on the journey through life. So that is the purpose of this entire podcast and why this podcast is being launched. So let's talk a little bit about myself first and give you some introduction, like who am I and what am I all about? Where did I come from? And so on and so on. So my name is Fred Kyson and I grew up in Pittsburgh, spent 22 years in emergency medicine as a paramedic and then left in 2007 as I served as a flight paramedic in the Pittsburgh area. I have a wife, I have six amazing boys, been married for over 20 years and been with my now wife, Lori, close to 25 years. We moved to Florida in 2021 after I pastored two different churches and was associate pastor of another church. And we now are at a church called Bayside Community Church right here in Lakewood Ranch, Florida. I serve on staff there as a care minister in the care department. And part of my responsibility there at Bayside Community Church is to provide leadership and direction alongside the coaches and lead coaches and the care mentors. And our care mentors are spiritual life coaches. They provide spiritual direction for people of our church and those even outside our church that are struggling, find themselves stuck in their faith, have issues and concerns, and they really need somebody to walk alongside them on their journey through life. So that is a little bit about me. And I want to talk today on this first episode really just about some very basic things. I want to talk about the purpose of this whole entire podcast. I want to talk about who should listen, right? The audience. We're going to dive into what the first topics are going to be and why we would have the topics that we do. And then kind of what are the reasons why you would listen? Like what are the hallmarks that make this podcast a little bit different than maybe other podcasts that you have choice to listen to, right? So as we think about the purpose of a podcast like this, it really is to focus intentionally on those who are coaching, to give them Bible teaching, right, and assist them and assist people, right, to understand that we are guiding and directing people. And those people are entrusting you with their spiritual formation, right? So what we have to understand is it's critical that we use and exposit God's word well so that we can see people changed and transformed more and more into the likeness of Christ. I mean, that is really the key to the whole thing. And I know that there are other podcasts out there that do and try to accomplish the same thing. There are good, good people that you can draw wisdom from that exposit God's word and give great spiritual direction to build you up. And some of those would be a podcast, say, like Hope for Change and the Care Ministry podcast, which is a very good podcast. It's a favorite of mine. And one of my very favorites, my number one person, is a guy by the name of Dr. Paul Looney. And he has a podcast actually entitled The Looney Doc. He is the teaching pastor at the Woodlands Church in Texas, and he just has an amazing way to unpack God's word and addresses mental health. And he is a doctor, so he has an enormous breadth of knowledge and understanding. So you can visit The Looney Doc anywhere you can find a podcast, and podcasts like Hope for Change, the Care Ministry podcast. Great places to go to get information. So let's talk about the why, right? Why? Why do we guide people the way we guide people? Why do you guide and direct people the way you do? Well, it's in order to teach and instruct people, right? By trying to unpack God's word, right? And there's a method called the expository method that aligns itself well with drawing truth out of God's word to bring that truth, empowered by the Holy Spirit, into people's hearts and minds so that they can receive transformation, right? So expository teaching involves directly presenting information, concepts, ideas, and principles, right? It's a very efficient way to transmit large portions and bodies of knowledge across many subject areas, right? In this case, in the care area, we're expositing the Bible. So we're caring for people God's way. There's a gentleman that wrote a book called The 12 Essential Skills for Great Preaching. And it really is a very fundamentally key text for anybody that wants to preach or teach God's word. A gentleman named McDill wrote it. He describes expository preaching and teaching like this. He says, but focuses on a specific passage of scripture and explains its meaning. And that's really the goal, right? The goal for you as a life coach, as somebody who is in counsel with other people, and people are entrusting you to guide them spiritually. So you have to have a goal. What is your goal? So that's a question I want to ask you. What is your goal when you sit with people and you're guiding them and you have any number of different ways you can help them, right? You help them by active listening and acts of compassion and acts of empathy and all of the things and ways that we care for people like a good shepherd would, right? Jesus is our good shepherd. He is the example. He's the model. And there are a lot of things that we can do. But ultimately, what is the goal? What's the goal here in the expository teaching of God's word? It's to convey the original message of the passage, to communicate it accurately, to provide practical lessons for the audience or for the person that you're coaching, right? And we need to understand that part of the goal, as it's tied into scripture, you know, scripture's rooted in the Jewish tradition, and the expository method of teaching is really rooted in that tradition from a rabbinical standpoint. It's exactly how the rabbis imparted the truth of the Torah to their disciples. Does that sound familiar? It does sound familiar because that's exactly what Jesus did with his disciples. It's how Jesus taught. It's how he lived and raised up all 12 of his disciples using the expository method. So what's my reason? Well, my reason connects deeply into my calling and a key text that has shaped everything that God's called me into. So the purpose is to help spiritual life coaches. The reason that I'm passionate about this, the reason that I'm so excited and so, man, I just have a deep passion for expository methods. Right? We want to draw information out, not read, not eisegesis, not read into a text and give somebody our opinion. No one cares about our opinion, really. The only thing we really want to do is be mindful of we're on mission for Christ, and we need to make sure that what we are doing is drawing truth out and then imparting that same truth of the Bible through God's word that we are, by His Spirit, giving people what they need. My personal reason for that aligns with Isaiah 61 verses 1-3. And I'm just gonna summarize it, right? And in summarizing what Jesus says in Isaiah 61, if you look forward into Luke 4, where Jesus starts his ministry, he really drills down backwards into the text of Isaiah, because Isaiah's text is foreshadowing what Jesus' ministry is going to be all about. And here's a summary of what Jesus' ministry is going to be all about: to give people good news, to bind up brokenhearted people, to set captives free, and declare God's state of grace, or the year of his favor, over them while we are still here on this planet. And that's my personal reason for pouring into all of the life coaches that I could possibly reach, my own life coaches, which there's going to be over 40 of them at our church. And we have coaches and we have lead coaches on top of that that are also shepherding and pouring into our life coaches and care mentors. So we want to give people good news, right? The good news of salvation through Jesus. We want to take people that are brokenhearted. We want to bind them up, put our arms around them, love them, care for them in a significant way. And we want to see people that are captivated or in bondage spiritually to be able to be set free. And we also want to be mindful that the day of the Lord's favor is today. It's now, right? We're declaring the Lord's favor over people, because while we're on this earth, God's grace is abundant among us, and we can receive his grace, be saved by faith, and step into the fullness of life that he calls us to. Amen? Amen. All right. So the other reasons are, of course, we have significant issues with our current mental and spiritual health crisis, in especially in America. I don't think I have to tell you that. I don't think I have to tell you that there's a significant mental health crisis, especially post-COVID, right? That it affects individuals, families, communities, and everywhere around the world, especially in the United States. And that crisis includes all kinds of things, right? We have increased rates of depression and anxiety. And that happens to be on the rise and in the increase among our younger population, our college-age students, right, our Gen Z people. There's rising rates of fatalities due to suicides, right, particularly among older adults. We have an epidemic of loneliness. In fact, I just talked to a gentleman the other day as we were getting ready to wrap up our third service. I just talked to a gentleman who expressed how lonely he was. He had been divorced. He didn't have a church family. He didn't have a community. And he really just was a very lonely person. And he didn't want to be, but we have an epidemic of loneliness. And isolation is no good for people. People need community. People need people. People need relationships, but they need healthy ones. And they need ones that are going to help them grow into being more Christ-like, but be better people. Right? Iron sharpens iron. So people need each other. People are stressed. They're overwhelmed, overcommitted in their families, right? Serious mental illness plagues our society, right? Includes things like psychotic disorders, severe mood disorders, anxiety disorders. We have serious mental health issues that need addressed. And it is through drawing out of God's word and having that imparted into you as coaches, that you can take that information through these podcasts, and that information can help you spiritually guide people in any one of those states, in any one of those struggles. While we also recognize that people also need therapy. You know, we're not necessarily in this podcast speaking to licensed clinical workers, licensed mental health and family therapists. Those people have clinical responsibilities, and we need to know when it's time to refer people to those clinicians and when it's time to continue on guiding them spiritually. Most times you can do both at the same time, but I would just say, as a word of significant advice to anybody listening, that you need to make sure you have a good handle on how to recognize people in mental health crisis that need medications, that need clinical treatment, that need specific behavior therapy and trauma therapy. And that is really, really important to be able to recognize. I would highly recommend you get training in that. If you don't have any, the American Association of Christian Counselors has a great mental health first aid 40-hour course that we use for our care mentors. It is amazing. There's a ton of information in there that helps you understand all the things that you need to know in a, at least an elementary fashion about identifying mental health and mental health issues. So that leads me into the audience. Who's going to listen? Well, we would hope that, and the goal is that spiritual life coaches, care mentors, those folks, when I use the term care mentor, I'm using that specifically to address the care mentors that work at Bayside Community Church. So mentoring and coaching, we use those words synonymously, and that's what they are. But when you hear me use the word mentor, it's synonymous with coach. So the audience here are those coaches. And what I would like and what my goal is to offer expository guidance to those people, right? It's coaching is one of the fastest growing areas of church ministry in the country. Spiritual life coaching in general, and that field of spiritual life coaching is experiencing significant growth within churches and even inside nonprofit ministries as well, and even individuals who are starting their own spiritual life coaching and counseling services, right? More and more congregations are incorporating it as a tool in order to help individuals deepen their faith. It's a way to be able to help additionally disciple people, right? For people to navigate personal challenges and to be able to foster spiritual development, right? And it's driven by a growing desire for personalized guidance and a more holistic approach to the faith practice. People can serve in church, of course. People do all kinds of things, but people need somebody to walk alongside them. There's a gentleman that wrote an article. His name is Tom Roll, and he wrote for an AG magazine, and that magazine happens to be entitled Enrichment. He said this. He said, "The wisdom and perspective of others influences maturity and understanding. The wisdom and perspective of others influences maturity and understanding." And he was talking about, in his article inside that magazine, he was talking about biblical counseling trends and biblical counseling principles. And the principle that was the main principle, obviously, is this idea that we all need to be people that grow in maturity. I mean, the goal for us in the Christian life is to grow more and more into the likeness of Christ, right? So we want a deeper understanding of God's word. We want to be more mature. And I just felt like that encapsulates the article really well. So if you happen to know or have the ability to go and find an Enrichment magazine, it's produced by the Assembly of God. Tom Roll wrote an article called Biblical Counseling Trends. So what will we talk about? What kind of topics are we going to tackle? Well, for this podcast, I am going to tackle the first 15 podcasts that are going to be 25 to 35 minutes long, are going to focus specifically on doctrine. And more specifically, they're going to focus on Bayside Community Church's statement of faith. And I'm going to unpack the statement of faith, and I'm going to exposit them in long form. So for example, the first 15 topics are going to go something like this. We're going to talk first about the Bible, the source of our authority. So we're going to talk about the Bible as authority. We're going to talk about the Trinity, right? Our God, three in one, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We're going to talk about redemption, right? God as Redeemer. We're going to talk in two parts about salvation. Jesus as Savior, Jesus as Lord, parts one and two. We're going to talk about things like repentance and aligning with God's mind and heart. Restoration. What does it look like to be sanctified and live in progressive sanctification? We're going to talk about the Holy Spirit as it relates for us in the gifts of ministry. Baptism, right? Why do we baptize? How do we baptize at our church? Living victoriously, how to become whole, God desires that we are overcomers, that we live victoriously. I'm going to talk about heaven and hell, right? Because locations matter. Where your location is in your eternity really does matter. And they do matter, friends. Heaven and hell and an understanding of it matters and should matter to you. And as you're talking to other people, there's going to be questions that come up. Hey, so-and-so in my family, you know, I don't know where they are. Or maybe people that you're counseling and guiding don't know where they're headed. So that's an important topic. We know Jesus is coming back again, so we're going to talk about the second coming and Jesus returning. And then the last episodes 15 A and B, or 15, 1 and 2, are going to be all about marriage and sexuality. What did the Bible say about marriage, about sexuality, about gender, and about the covenants that we have with each other, male and female? So that's going to be the topics that we cover. And then we'll launch off in the future beyond that after we get through my church's statement of faith, which is a pretty common statement of faith for most non-denominational churches. For example, Bayside Community Church is what is associated with ARC. So we have amazing pastors Randy and Amy Bizet, and they really are grounded well in the Word, and are campus pastors and our lead pastor and those that are the main teaching folks, they use an expository method for preaching. So they're unpacking God's word for us. So there's no reason why we wouldn't do that with all of the other areas in discipleship and with our mentors. So I appreciate their leadership in that way and how they exposit the word. And this is just a continuation of that. So we'll take on other topics when we get beyond a statement of faith. And we'll walk maybe verse by verse through a book like Philippians. What does it look like to live a life with joy? And you know what I mean? Philippians is an overarching theme, has the theme of joy, but joy during persecution, joy in trials, joy in jail. Paul's, you know what I mean, trying to live a victorious life by living joyfully inside of all kinds of crazy situations that he finds himself in, just like we do today. So we'll tackle book by book after we get done with the statement of faith and some doctrinal issues. So I just want to wrap up and just encourage you. All right, I want to encourage you to consider listening to this podcast. I feel like it's going to be a great, great tool in your toolbox. If you're a spiritual life coach, I believe that the Shepherd's Voice is going to be a podcast that's going to stand out to you, because we're going to really drill down on expository teaching for how you approach guiding spiritually the people that you serve, that you love, that you coach, that you counsel, and that you're working with to disciple. So as we exposit God's word, we're going to also put alongside that the very things that are particular about coaching people one-on-one. How do we set goals? So we exposit God's word, but what is the goal? How do we get people to work on spiritual disciplines? How do we build care plans around the expository method? How those things are going to be thrown in here. So this is a very specific niche and a very specific teaching for people who have limited teaching on the Bible and how we coach people with the Bible, right? So it's a very, very specific targeted podcast that is going to solve this specific problem for this specific group of people. Man, I can't even tell you how happy I am to be able to be blessed by God, to be able to engage on this journey. It is a true blessing for God to be able to use me in this way. So I pray that you continue to tune in. I pray that you continue to get into the next episode. And that next episode, episode number 2, is going to be about the Bible, which is our absolute authority for everything we do as it relates to coaching. When we're coaching and mentoring other people, the foundation for that is God's word. We're giving guidance based on what God has to say in the word that he's given us, all empowered by his spirit. Well, it has been a blessing to be with you today. I just want to end this podcast. I just want to pray for everybody. give you a quick word of prayer, give you a blessing, and then I'm going to look forward to seeing you in episode number two. Father, I just pray, I just thank you for the ability to serve in your kingdom. Thank you for those who have tuned in today. Lord, I pray that people are excited. I pray that life coaches are excited to be able to have a place where they can go to get information about God's word, and that expository Bible teaching that is going to be something that we do here on the Shepherd's Voice. Lord, I pray your blessing over it. I pray your anointing on it, and that it flows right through this podcast onto all those who can take that information and by the power of your Spirit, put that word that you gave us into practice. And we just love you, and we thank you for the ability to have a medium like this so that we can all learn from anywhere around the world. People can join in and they can listen and they can learn and they can get God's word and draw truth that's going to transform people's life. Thank you, Jesus. And it's in your name we pray over this podcast. Amen. So may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine down upon you. May he be gracious to you, and may he give you peace on your journey. Until next time, I'm Fred Kyson.
Thanks for joining us here on The Shepherd's Voice. Join us next time for more expository teaching that brings life and growth as we care for people God's way with God's word.